Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
One of the great things about baseball is that anybody can play it. Size truly doesn't matter. Furthermore, anybody can be a team manager, competing in what has become a national obsession called fantasy baseball. I've been in a fantasy baseball league for almost 20 years now, along with my son, my son-in-law, and seven other guys who are friends or relatives, all of us big fans of the game. Once a year, we hold a fantasy draft, assembling a team we hope is capable of finishing in first place at season's end. The draft is something I prepare for all winter long. On draft day, ask me anything about any player. I'll tell you his batting average, his OBP, his ERA, even his BABIP, which I'm told stands for batted balls in play. Apparently it's a statistic not to be ignored. Besides, it's fun to say. Today on June 8th, I can report that the three teams at the top of the standings are my son in first, I'm in second, and my son-in-law is in third. Hey, it sounds like a Laurel and Hardy routine, doesn't it? So far, the three of us remain civil, but it's a long season, so we'll see how that goes as the season drags on. My team is called Willie Mays Hayes, spelled H-A-Z-E, a reference to a character in the movie Major League. You need to see it written, not spoken, to get the play on words. Far more clever in his choice of a team name is my son-in-law. Born in Texas, he is a huge Houston Astros fan. He calls his fantasy team the Disastros, a nod to Houston's inability to return to the World Series. As a Cleveland Guardians fan, I can relate. Among other things, the beauty of baseball is its long 162-game season. So my son may have the upper hand for now, but let's see where we stand come the end of September. His team is full of good players who are having great seasons so far. My team is full of good players who are having decent but not great seasons. Again, so far. On draft day, I thought I'd picked a championship-caliber team. A rating service even confirmed it. But I remain a distant second to my son. So much for respecting his old man. But I will keep the faith. The season is now past the one-third mark, so there's still lots of time to close the gap. We have 10 teams in our fantasy league, and not all of our owners are as equally interested in the outcome. Constant attention is required to put the best lineup on the field every day. Some owners are so out of contention, they lose interest by Memorial Day, and their interest fades. Not me. Family bragging rights are too important. Here we are in early June, and I haven't begun to close the gap. While I stare at our fantasy league standings and see my son up there in first place laughing at me, I am consoled by the fact that over our 20 or so years of doing this, I have won the thing several times, and he has not. So if he prevails and takes me down this year, I will accept my role as the doting dad. Confident, I taught him everything he knows.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.